Now you listen here, Jimmy. The only way you're going to save yourself from those nightmares is if you stay a virgin to those horror picture shows they're showing down at the theater. You stay away from those films, you hear?
I don't know, Tom. I kind of like those movies. You know, they give me kind of a thrill you can't get from those hot rod ones you're always watching. I don't care about the nightmares. I love them.
What up, guys? We're back with another good episode of Horror Movie Virgins. Your host, Daniel.
And I'm Mayhem.
What up? We are doing another one that I'm very excited for. Came out last year, right? Are we doing it a year late?
It might be. It came out either the end of last year or beginning of this year. It's a fairly new movie.
Yeah, fairly new. We're doing Smile, something that the trailers look fucking terrifying, or just creepy, if anything. Not super scary, but looks fucking good.
Yeah. It's relatively new, so I'm excited for it because these newer movies haven't been doing so great, so I want to kind of at least see how it is. It looks like it's going to fuck with my head.
Yeah. Because I know when we did, Black Phone, we both weren't very impressed with that, and that's a newer one. But that also, the trailers made it look fucking great. And
right.
Then this one, the trailer makes it look pretty fucking good. So I'm excited, and I really hope it doesn't fucking disappoint.
Right. I've heard good reviews on this movie. I've actually been a little hesitant to watch it just because they say that it fucks with your head so much. So I'm like,
Yeah. Because even, friends that saw it, they were like, you got to do an episode on it, and, been putting it off for so long. But I guess it's time. But I'm excited. This movie looks creepy as fuck. It looks like it kind of does, the whole thing that, movies like It Follows and or even, kind of like that whole Freddy Krueger thing, kind of like how the Grim Cuddy went down where it's something that you see or hear about and it's, tag you're it kind of thing, and that's how you get involved. Kind of like The Ring with the fucking video camera thing.
Right. I definitely can see that. I could... The only other loop I would see off that, if it's not something like that, is that that's how it's going to appear. And then the whole time, since she works in a psych ward, she ends up being crazy herself and she is a patient in the psych ward.
That would be fucking good. That would be good. I didn't even think about that.
I like making little fucking jumps like that, just thinking outside the box.
Right out of left field with that one. Yeah, that would be cool. That'd be funny as fuck if you just called it just from the trailer like that. maybe she's just fucking crazy and this is... the movie is what she sees in her everyday life in the fucking psych ward because she's crazy.
Right.
But that'd be fucking cool. But yeah, you think you got anything, any more first thoughts, or do you want to take off?
I think I'm good. I'm probably wrong on that, but we'll see if it happens. And I'm excited.
You're going to go buy a lotto ticket today if that's what happened.
Dude, if it's down, I'll go to the casino.
All right, guys, we'll take off and watch this movie, and we'll be back with spoilers.
Later.
All right, we are freaking back from that fucking, I don't even know what the fuck to call that.
The mushroom trip.
I fucking like that movie. That movie was pretty fucking scary, I think.
It did a good job, bro. It portrayed it how it was, portrayed to be the kind of movie it was. You knew what it was going to be like going in, and it just kind of stuck to the plan, bro. I like that.
Oh, dude, 100%. And, I remember, in the beginning, right away, I'm for those that listen to the Babadook, or not Babadook, the Barbarian episode, know I'm, heavy on, soundtracks and how well soundtracks can make you put you in the movie with them. And this movie did the same thing that did. It did a great fucking job with its soundtrack and putting even in the beginning, we were talking about me and you about the part with the phone where it does the camera angles too were fucking great too. But it had that soundtrack when the phone's ringing and the way the camera came in on the phone, it made that phone look so fucking ominous. And all it was a telephone.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I like how it had those little things. I like the concept behind it because for a minute I didn't know, it put in my head. I was like, man, is she just crazy with dealing with this post-traumatic stress from her mom shit or what or what's up? And then, no, the whole time it really was just this fucking thing had a hold on her, bro.
Yeah, this reminded me a lot of It Follows.
Yeah.
But in a different way, instead of, it being, an STD, it was, a psychosis from trauma, how they said you needed to see somebody who, if you were being chased and hunted by this, whatever the fuck it was, you would kill yourself in front of somebody, and that's how you'd pass it on, because some way traumatic, or how that one guy passed it on where he murdered somebody in front of somebody else. And that was fucking cool how they took the concept of It Follows and made it more of a mental thing versus however the fuck you'd describe It Follows.
Yeah. If I had that much of a realistic hallucination for 4 or 5 days and somebody told me, hey, man, if you're going to die unless you kill somebody. I probably would have just ended up killing someone, bro. It's probably easier to say that than to actually do it, because I've obviously never killed someone before. But,
yeah.
Dude, like, I would have been tough. I probably would have been on the verge of, like, okay, I'm really going to have to fucking kill somebody because I don't want to die.
Yeah, I think that's what she, because I know that part where she had that dream about the hospital. Mm-hmm. I wonder if, like, in her mind, she did go to there with the idea of doing it, and then after dreaming it, she was like, fuck that. But I, you know, they didn't really dive into that at all.
Yeah, I can guarantee you that that's what happened, because that's why she had the knife in her car and shit, because she was set on doing that until she had that dream, and then she flaked out. She's like, fuck that.
Yeah, she's like, dude, I can't fucking kill somebody, that's fucked up. Yeah. But that, and like the way the, when the mom gets all disformed, like at the end kind of thing, like that was fucking cool too. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, and then when the thing, like, the thing that bothered me, though, is, like, and we never got an idea of what this thing was and where it came from. That's kind of what's going to irk me, is, like,
yeah,
we see how it works and what it is and what it, whatever, but, like, is it a demon? Is
yeah.
it, like, some kind of, like, you never know, or some ritual, some, like, where did this thing come from? I would love for them to kind of
yeah.
do a little more. Kind of like how, go ahead.
Or I was going to say, because they kind of, like, avoided it, too, as much as they could. Like, every time she'd be like, what are you? Like, most movies, though, like, give, like, oh, sometimes I'm called this, sometimes, like, in this, there's, like, there was none of that, and even when she, like, confronted that other guy, and she was like, well, what is it? And he's like, oh, I did as much research as I could, and I couldn't find shit, just that there was another chain similar in Brazil. Like, there, like you said, there's no, like, backstory to what the fuck is going on. You just, like, at the end there, you see, like, it peel its face back, and, like, you kind of see what it is, but that's, like, it. There's yeah. nothing to it.
Exactly. No story behind it. Maybe they'll make a second one, and maybe it'll be about the guy or whatever, now that the guy has
the
cop, because now the cop's seen it. So now it's his turn. Like, he's next in line on the chain, so maybe they'll continue his story. He'll be able to do some backup research on it, since he already has mm-hmm. a bunch of research, and maybe we'll get more info if they drop a second one.
Yeah, kind of like how when Quiet Place dropped, I remember my big complaint was, like, there wasn't much story behind the monsters. There was a little bit in the beginning where they kind of show, like, the newspapers and stuff, but, like, and then when the second, you know, I didn't think they were going to make a second one, and they did, and then they dove into the monsters more. So maybe, like you're saying, if they come out with a second one, maybe they'll dive into it more, which would be pretty cool, you know, try to get an origin story to this fucking thing,
right?
But I mean, I don't think It Follows did too, but It Follows was kind of like an indie film, if I'm not mistaken,
it wasn't, like, really mainstream or nothing.
No. Yeah, it didn't go to theaters like this one, but yeah, this one I actually jumped too, which is rare for me. Like, that part when she was, like, listening to the audio from her fucking Yeah, I'm like, oh, fuck. I literally said, yeah. I was like, oh, fuck, here comes a jump scare. And then we're sitting there, and then it like, yelled in her ear, Rose. And I was like, oh, you motherfucker.
See, I didn't jump that much because you prepared me for it. You said it, and I was like, okay, there's going to be a jump scare. And then you still got scared. Yeah,
that shit still scared me. And that's rare for a movie, unless I'm seeing it in theaters, to really get me on a jump scare. But yeah, this one did a good fucking job, because there were other things where, like, even I like, would pucker, or, like, I wouldn't jump, but I could feel, like, my whole muscle or, like, everything in my body get hot real quick. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, that scared me. That was cool.
Yeah, I definitely kind of want to go see in the next scary movie, like, in a movie theater when the next good one comes out, because I do miss, like, the
theater vibes really add to jump. It. Yeah.
Like, I went to see The Nun in theaters, and I watched The Nun at home, and it's not that scary, but when the first time I seen it in theaters, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, because I think The Nun's, like, an awful movie, but I saw it in theaters, too, and I didn't like it then, but even then, I was like, okay, like, that made me jump. And then I watch it now, I'm like, I can't even get through it. I'm like, I fucking hate this movie.
Not a good movie, but in the theaters, like, help.
Yes, like, exactly.
Get you going.
That, and you paid to be there, so you're not going to walk out on it. Versus if I put on the TV here, I'm like, yeah, fuck this, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's quick and easy to get it over with.
We'll do an alien movie next.
Yeah, oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah, I in the end, I liked this, like, a lot. Like, I thought this was a good fucking movie. It was pretty scary. I think the soundtrack was fucking great for keeping it. You know, I felt like, so with her, like, reacting, I feel like she was, like, had this sense of, like, anxiety or being anxious the entire movie. And I don't know if it was just me, but with the soundtrack, it made me feel like a sense of anxiety throughout the whole film also.
Yeah.
And that was a really good job on their part. Because, like, you know, like, when you're around an anxious person, like, you kind of get it too, and you just want to tell them, like, dude, like, calm the fuck down. You're fucking me up.
Yeah.
And that's how this felt. Like, the whole movie, I was like, okay, this is like, uncomfortable on top of it being scary.
Yeah, definitely. I could see that, because the whole movie, she was, like, you could not tell after she seen that, there was no comforting for this woman at all. Even at the birthday party, she's like, yeah, oh, the odd man out, all freaked out and shit still.
Oh, yeah, nobody would, like, back her up or nothing. And, yep, like, she's, like, freaking. Dude, that part with the cat, like, I didn't think anything of it. Like, you know, the cat go missing. And I'm like, oh, he went out the back door. And it wasn't until, like, he got the gift. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, the fucking cat's going to be in there. Yep. And sure enough, that's fucking freaky.
Now, I wonder if she killed the cat, like, out of a possession, or if the thing just killed the cat and she honestly just.
Well, I think it was more like with her like, psychosis of this thing. Mm-hmm. She probably, like, killed him by, like, getting, like, he put, like, just wrapped him up in the box and fucking he died in that box. Like, because he'd been in that box for a couple days. Like, I wonder if that's what happened. Mm-hmm. But who knows? I think it probably was her, because even the other people were saying, like, oh, yeah, it can control you, too. So maybe it was, like, her. Because I don't, but that's the only thing I can think of. But, yeah, that fucking cat scene, that was like, oh, no fucking way.
Dude, that kid's probably all fucked up. And that kid was watching her in the car, having a
fucking stroke. Yep. When, dude, that they really fucked up, I think, by putting that scene in the trailer. Because that scene is so fucking creepy, where her neck drops, mm-hmm, the head drops. Like, that is so creepy and scary. But in every trailer you saw for this movie, they put it in there. And it sucked, because that, if I didn't know that was going to happen, I'm like, oh, she's coming out to say something. And then the head drop like that, I probably would have jumped.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Because they played it off like, oh, she's just coming back to, like, say, hey, fuck you or something, you know, like,
yeah,
to throw it back in her face. And then boom, like, I would not have thought that at all.
No, not at all.
Would have been the last thing I expected.
Dude, yeah. And that was really cool. Like, because it didn't look CGI. It looked like almost animatronics or like physical effects and shit. Mm-hmm. And like that made it so much cooler with the neck twist and the head drop. But like we just said, like, they fucked up by putting that in the fucking trailer. Yeah. Every trailer.
I also felt like that with the therapist scene, because
that
you've seen it in the trailer, that the therapist smiled at her, influencing that the therapist at some point would get possessed by this thing, or that the
right,
it would camouflage itself as a therapist.
Yeah.
And like, so that scene came and I was like, oh man, that's not really her.
No,
it wasn't,
yeah,
even a surprise.
It wasn't until the phone ringing. I thought, like, maybe, like, she was going to go for the phone, and, like, the therapist is like, what are you doing? But then when the therapist is like, oh, are you going to get that? I was like, oh, she hears the phone, too. So maybe she's going to answer it, and it's going to be some weird shit. But then when you hear, like, her real therapist's voice on, mm-hmm, the other side, then I was like, oh, okay, this is fucking cool. I'm like, that's the fucking thing sitting right in front of her.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of cool. But like you said, it being in the trailer, you knew that that part was coming at that part. Mm-hmm. Like, in that scene, you knew at one point she was going to make that flip, which again got ruined because the fucking trailers.
Yeah, it was good on their part, but the trailer gave it away, bro.
Yeah.
And then they did the phone thing again, which I thought doing the phone thing was cool the first time too, with the security
code. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they were like, "Are you sure nobody's with you behind you?" I was like, "Oh damn!" Oh, and dude, then the phone rang again, and it was like, "Hey, you know, this is the security company." Like, bitch, didn't I just talk to you?
That part got me, man, because where she's like, "Are you sure?" She's like, "Turn around or look behind you," whatever it said, yeah. And like she starts turning all fucking slow. You're like, "Oh god, here we go." Like, I was like, fuck, that's scary. And then, but then the phone rings. It cuts. That was cool because it cut off, like, what could have been a jump scare or something and not been cliche there. And, like, they said they were, like, cliche later on, like, but I still jumped. But
right,
that was fucking cool to be like, oh, turn around. And then, like, it cuts her off before, or she gets cut off before she actually can turn around and see what the fuck's behind her.
Yeah.
Like, that was fucking cool. I'd probably been like, nope, I'm not turning around. Can't fucking get me if I don't turn around.
Yep, nope. I'm just walk straight out my front door. That's in front of me. I'm gone.
Yep. Walking right to my phone, like right straight towards my phone, getting the fuck out of there and call 911 saying, yep, something's in my house.
Just looking down on the ground and just fucking wiggling my way out.
Yeah, I'm not looking up. Dude, like that part in the beginning when she first sees, like, in the kitchen, when she gets that first glass of wine and she first sees, like, I don't know if it was like her mom.
No, it was the girl that had just killed herself.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell because when we were watching, like, where I was sitting, there was a glare. So, like, even I asked you, I'm like, is that her? Because where I was sitting on the couch, there was a glare. And I'm, mm-hmm, like, is that I couldn't tell if it was in her house or, mm-hmm, outside, like, in a window.
Yeah.
And then when you're like, it's in her house, I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was the girl that just killed herself sitting there smiling at her in the house.
That's fucking, like, creepy.
Yeah, that's fucking.
Yeah, I couldn't tell who it was because of the glare. But, mm-hmm, I was like, there's someone just standing there in the dark staring at her, smiling. Like, I don't know, like, It seemed like you could tell that was a person. I mean, she could tell too. I'm like, but how? That scene was so long where she's just standing. I'm like, how long do you just stand there and stare before you go, what the fuck are you doing in my house?
This is why guns, because the first thing I would have done, a quick reaction would have been to grab a fucking gun and shoot the motherfucking
or
thing.
Or just be like, get the fuck out of my house. Or, yeah, you, like,
throw the glass at her instead of drop it on the floor.
Dude, that was funny when the husband came home after the second time she fucking dropped it. And he's like, "Did you break another glass?" And we both fucking loved that. We were laughing. I'd be pissed too. I'd be like, "Bitch, you're breaking all of our fucking glass."
Yeah, because after she dropped the second glass, it wasn't even scary at that point. I was just pissed. I was like, "Again?"
Yeah, dude, again? What the fuck is wrong with you?
On a side note, I don't think I've ever seen Kumar in a movie that wasn't funny. So
yeah, it's funny to see him
play like a serious mental health doctor. It
was
hard,
man. When he was like fucking like trying to talk her down from driving away, I'm sitting there. I'm like, it just doesn't feel serious. Yeah. But it was still cool to see him, like you definitely said, in it, because he only does comedy. And I hope that didn't hurt his. I mean, he's doing fine, but I hope it didn't hurt his career in the sense if he wants to do more serious roles.
Right. I like when actors try and get out there and do something different, man.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Me too. Especially it shows that they're not just a dude that can fucking make you laugh at fart jokes, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or stoner jokes and
like
shit.
Like fucking movies where Ryan Reynolds in, you know it's going to be a comedy, but there's always points and times in those movies where he gets like real serious or sentimental and you could just see it. Like, I love acting like that where it's like you could turn a comedian actor into doing something serious and take him serious when it's
or
time.
Even flip him the other way, like Robert Downey Jr. when he did Tropic Thunder.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He fucking like movies like that. Like, he crushed it. He's like a more serious actor. Like, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I love when you can flip actors. So hopefully he does something good. I was expecting him to bring in like White Castle for his patients or something, but it's funny.
Yeah, I thought there was gonna be some more like use of him like comedically or even just in general. Like, there wasn't a lot of this was another movie that there wasn't like a lot of like carnage in it, I feel.
Right.
It was just more of like tormenting this one lady, which I thought was better, because a lot of the times you get these movies like The Ring where, you know, the one person, the main character watches a tape and they get like, 7 days or whatever.
Right.
But then like they pass it on to somebody else and then they're dead before them. And in this sense, it's like, well, how would that even work? Because she would have to kill herself. And so I liked and I did enjoy the way it worked out where we watched this girl's life like fall apart around her because this thing's tormenting her. And like all the way up until the end, till when she actually sets herself on fire in front of like her. I don't know if I know they were ex-boyfriend, girlfriend. I don't know if I didn't pay attention to see if they were engaged to or whatever. So. Yeah, but like right in front of them.
Right
in front of him to see that, like that was fucking cool. I liked this movie a lot. Better than Black Phone, that's for sure.
It was very good, and I think they set it up great where they could make a great profit off a second movie. I would love to see a second one. I really would.
As long as it's good. I mean, if it's just like a cash grab, like I'll be a little booty tickled about it. But if it's like actually a decent movie, I'll be like, all right, cool. Like that was worth it, you know, like, because a lot of times they're just fucking cash grabs, and then that always bugs the fuck out of me.
Yeah, that happened with The Wrong Turn. They made a lot of stupid Wrong Turn movies after the first one.
Yeah, I think the first one was the only one I liked. The second one, that was when it was like a TV show or something, right? A reality TV show? I don't fucking remember.
Oh.
With Henry Rollins was in it.
They're playing like a camp. They're camping and it's a reality show. I think that was either the second or third one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, those were all pretty bad. I only saw those two for the Wrong Turn movies. And the Wrong Turn movie was, I liked it. I thought that was fucking cool.
Yeah.
It was a cool movie.
But then they started making all these other ones. I remember I watched them all one day in like a marathon, and the other ones were just shit. Like, it was just horrible.
So
bro.
Fucking bad. So bad. And I hate when movies do that. They just fucking go for the cash grab. And like, I get it. Like, you know, you're trying to line your pockets, especially you make something good once. And not to knock any fans, you know, like there's some people that are like how they're like diehard fans of that. Like, and that's how I was with Tremors originally. Like with the first three movies, I was diehard. Like, I love these movies growing up and now like they're just fucking awful. But for some reason I watch every single one that comes out just because I have to. But I fucking hate how those movies have turned out.
Yeah, I don't think I ever asked you if you watched the brand new Jeepers Creepers movie.
No, Reborn? No, not yet.
Dude, that one was so disappointing. Like, it was beyond like comedy, bro. It's almost
really?
What it was.
Because the one before that, I fucking hated that one.
It's
and
worse.
I watched it once and was done.
Watch you. I'd say watch it. Just
maybe
so
we
could
do that for the next episode.
Do it to get it under your belt.
I haven't.
But it is absolutely retarded, man.
Fuck, and it actually looked good. God damn it. All right, well, we'll do that next time, me and you, because then we can flip it.
You'll be the virgin.
Yeah, I'll be the virgin this time. I mean, we both were virgins on this one, but
yeah
that'd be good, because then you already know what you're looking for in the movie, and then like, or like, oh, I remember this, I remember that, and then you'd be like, oh, I want to see what he thinks about that later, you know?
Yeah, I would like to do that next time we have a available day. That'd be cool.
Fuck yeah. But yeah, any final thoughts on this one, on Smile?
I think I pretty much got it all out of my system, bro.
Yeah, me too. Like I said, liked it a lot, guys. If you haven't seen it, sorry for the spoilers, but you knew what you were doing. Check it out. Let us know if you in the comment section on fucking Instagram or anything what you guys think of it, and we'll catch you next time.